Now, if you're going to succeed at anything in life, doesn't matter what it is, you have to throw yourself into it. It has to be all in, full on. So why are so many Christians so half-hearted and lukewarm about their faith? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. Worshipping God is singularly the most selfless thing that any person can do. But all too often, our view of what worship is limited by our experience. See, some people think that worship is what we do when we sing songs at church on Sunday. Belt those songs out with gusto and there you have it, I've worshipped God. Actually, there are two Greek words used for worship in the original manuscript of the New Testament. One is proskuneo, from which we get words like prostrate, to prostrate yourself, to bow down before God. And yes, that's the sort of worship that Christians do on a Sunday morning when, amongst other things, they sing worship songs. But the other word is latreo, from which we get words like lateral. Where the first form of worship goes upwards, this sort goes outwards, which is why sometimes the word is translated as service. So worship, it's not just about singing the songs, it's about living the life. It's not just about showing up on Sunday, it's about living a life that's all in and full on for Jesus in everything that we think and say and do. Colossians chapter 3, verse 17. Everything you say and everything you do should be done for Jesus your Lord. And in all that you do, give thanks to God the Father through Jesus. So I wonder, the things that you do and say for the rest of the week, out there living your life as you do, might I ask you kindly but firmly, are they all done for Jesus your Lord? That's God's word, fresh for you today. Yeah, look, I know life can be tough. I get that. But as we set out to live our lives, everything we say and everything we do for Jesus, he comes along and gives us a special sort of victory, no matter how tough things get. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called Victory Against Impossible Odds. To request your copy, stop by at christianityworks.com and you'll see that free offer right there at the top of the homepage. Again, that's christianityworks.com.